Hi and welcome to SCL, the Subject Composition and Light Photography Podcast. My name's Rob from robnonphoto.com and this is my little audio diary about my journey through the wonderful world of photography. Well, I hope everybody's had a great week. Been busy at work as usual, but you know I say that every week anyway. Been out and took some night photographs for the Flickr Photo Group assignment for this month. But before I talk about that and some ideas I've got that might help you not to make the same mistakes that I did and do when I go out shooting at night, and some of the little hints and tips that I think help to improve my night photography. First, a quick apology. If you downloaded last week's podcast, if you're like an early adopter and you download it on like the Sunday night, the Monday night, and I think the Tuesday night, you may well have got a incomplete version, because what happened was, as I was recording the podcast last week, there was a phone started ringing halfway through, and I went to answer it and then paused the podcast, or stopped recording the podcast. And then I restarted it and redid it again. And what I did was I actually uploaded the wrong one. So I uploaded the incomplete version to the server and didn't realize it until somebody left a comment on the blog saying, I don't think it's uploaded properly. I then replaced that with the full version. So if you want to listen to the full version and you have the incomplete version, if you re-download that particular episode, you know, you'll get the full thing right from the beginning to the end, and you won't be rudely cut off halfway through. So apologies for that. Sorry if it inconvenienced anybody and made them scratch their head and think, what's he done wrong now? So, winter night shooting checklist. Just a quick chat about some ideas and some thoughts about going out and shooting at night, because it is a different experience, a different atmosphere than it is when you go out shooting the day. So what do I start off with? Well, I start off with, when I'm at home, before I go out, my basic WIFE checklist, W-I-F-E. W is for white balance, I for ISO, F for focus, E for exposure. So first off, white balance, W. What I do there is I just check that my camera is set to auto. Actually, if I go out during the day now, outside, I tend to always have it set to overcast, because I think it just gives the colours a little bit more pop. But if I'm going out at night, set it to auto. ISO, I for ISO, so I tend to just make sure my camera's on like 100 or 200. I'm going to be working on a tripod because I'm at night doing long exposures. If you're shooting film, though, it might be choosing which sort of speed film to put in. You know, you're going to go for 100, 200, or go for 1800 or higher. And just bear in mind, obviously, with film, with longer exposures at night, you run into something called reciprocity failure, which is where if you double the exposure time, say from 2 to 4 seconds, that doesn't double the amount of brightness in the particular photograph, because as you leave a shutter open on a film camera, the film reacts slower and slower to light. So if you have to double, if you need, say, a twice as bright photograph, you might not just have to double the exposure time, you might have to quadruple it. But there's lots of information on the web for each sort of film type out there about reciprocity failure, how you work it out and how you get by around it. F is for focus. Set your camera to autofocus. Turn the image stabilization off if you're going to be working on a tripod, because you don't need it and it could well introduce a little bit of camera blur to your photographs if you leave it on, because the system will be looking for movement. And but also remember that you're going to be shooting at night, so actually the autofocus might actually not work on your camera, so you might have to go to manual focus. So just be aware where that switch is, how to flick backwards and forwards, and if you don't but know by now, do a little bit of practice before you go out manually focusing on stuff so you get the hang of that. Let me just have a quick drink. E for exposure. So for me that means setting the camera to aperture priority, probably a couple of stops up from wide open, so something like f5.6, so it's good to go. Now's a good chance before you go out to clean your lenses. You're going to be, maybe for some of the shots, using very tight apertures, say maybe f16, f22s, and that is very good for showing up dirt on lenses and sensors as well. So get your puffer and maybe clean your sensor. If you haven't cleaned your sensor before, just before you go out on a night photo exposition. Probably isn't the best time to do it, so leave it for another time. But make sure your LCD and your viewfinder are clean as well, because you are going to be squinting at both of those in the dark, trying to figure out the focus stuff, and any dirt on that could make that a little bit more difficult. Are your batteries charged up? Remember, we're going to be out in the cold, so you want to keep those batteries close to your body to keep them warm. Are your memory cards ready to go? Are they cleared, copied to your computer? Are they backed up? Have you got spare film with you if you're out shooting film? Do you have a torch with you? Are the batteries in the torch charged up? Have you got some spare batteries? Is your mobile phone charged up? Is your tripod good to go? More of the practical things. Have you got a warm hat, coat, scarf, gloves, trousers, socks, boots? Have you got some waterproofs in case it starts raining? Have you got some food with you? You'd be amazed when you're out at night and it's cold how much more calories you'll want to eat. And it's always a good excuse to have a Mars bar, isn't it, when you're out and about. Maybe a flask with some nice hot coffee or tea in for in between shoots. Is your car or your transport up to it? Is it reliable? You know, if your car's playing up a bit, do you really want to be going out at night taking photographs? Do you need to get that car battery checked? What's the weather going to be like? Have a look at the weather report. I mean, here in the UK, down on the south coast, it tends to be pretty mild most of the time. We don't get big storms or anything. But if you're out in the middle of nowhere, you know, what are you going to do if a snowstorm rolls in or a big thunderstorm rolls in? Is it safe? You know, is it better to leave it, you know, for another day if it looks like there's going to be a blizzard? Heavy fog is a classic one. You know, you get that everywhere. We were out driving from Gosport to Haywards Heath yesterday, and at night, and we encountered some of the worst fog I've ever driven in. Real pea super stuff. Couldn't see more than 20 yards in front of the car. Really dangerous, you know. And that wouldn't have been a great night for photography because you couldn't see anything anyway. So, you know, if you go out and there's lots of fog, maybe it's time to turn around and live to shoot another day. Think about the locations you're going to be visiting. Have a shot list, if not written down, in your head. So, right, I'm going to be going here and we're taking this sort of photographs and moving on and taking these photographs here. Because when you get out there, and if you do start getting a little bit too cold and a little bit too tired, it's very easy to kind of lose a bit of focus. And you'll think, oh, I'll just go home and have a nice hot bath or something. But if you think, right, no, you know, I've got a limited amount of time tonight. I can go out and take some photographs, and I want to go visit all these different places. That will keep you in the zone, on track to produce the images that you want to. If something else comes along, obviously take advantage of that and really shoot those opportunities. But don't just go out and start driving around randomly. I mean, that can work, and that does work. But if you've got a good shot list, you'll probably come back with more usable images. Now, remember, we're out at night. There's different people around. So think about security, about where you park your car or your vehicle. You know, where you park your motorbike during the day, it might be totally different whether it's safe to at night. You know, maybe pick somewhere where there's more light. Think about things like security guards. Think about things like drunk people coming out of pubs. And, you know, just be aware of your surroundings a little more. Is it safe where you're parking? You know, are you visible? Are you going to get run over when you try and cross the road? Take some business cards with you as well. So if you do get approached by police or security guards and they say, what are you doing? You say, well, look, I'm a photographer. Like, here's my card. And remember, you don't have to have a business card to be a professional photographer. Amateurs should have them too. So you can say, look, there's my website, there's my blog, there's my Flickr thing. You know, you can check it out. You see, I am a photographer. I'm not some sort of security risk or some sort of weirdo. And there are safety in numbers. So if you can go out at night with other people, other photographers, great. Tell your loved ones where you're going and when you're going to be back. You know, I'm going to be back for about 10 o'clock. If I'm going to be late, I'll give you a ring, darling. So if something does happen and you fall down a ditch when you're out in the countryside and you're not home by midnight, they'll know to call out the emergency service and they'll know where to start looking for you. Some more of the technical side of it. Remember, we're using a camera and a tripod because we're probably going to be using longer exposures. And you tend to find most digital cameras and lots of film ones as well are very good at actually dealing with night scenes automatically anyway. You can normally find, you put your camera in aperture priority mode. I don't know, set it to f8, say, or f5.6. And the camera will happily give you a long exposure. What you might find it's worth doing is using the exposure compensation button, and if you haven't used it by now, consult your manual on how to do it and dial it down a stop or two. Because otherwise what will happen is you could probably end up with some overexposed image, which is where the camera will look at the scene and go, oh, this is dark, let's lighten it up a bit, and the bits that should be black will start turning grey. And a lot of the light pollution that you see in the sky, that yellow glow you get around cities and built-up areas, will become a lot more prominent. You may find, especially if you're using a compact camera, that it might even have a night mode. You can put it in and the camera will go, oh yeah, I'm shooting at night, and it will know to keep those blacks really, really black. Remember that if you're using, if you're going out at night, sorry, that your autofocus may well not work. So you're going to have to use manual focus, then we're going to have to think about how do we get lots of things in focus if we're manually focusing, and just use the rule of thumb that smaller apertures, so f8, 16, 22s, get lots more in focus, and if you focus on something about a third of a way into the whole of the scene, chances are most of the things in the scene will be in focus. If you're using those tighter apertures, f16, f22, you'll get those nice star effects you'll see. I quite like them in my photographs too. Remember, at night you're using long exposures, so light trails are brilliant. Car headlamps, car tail lights, bicycle lights, anything like that will appear as a nice trail. So, you know, look for curves where things will be following. But one of the real challenges of going out and shooting at night is to capture people as blurs. And you'll be amazed, you know, if you let your exposures travel up to sort of 10, 20 seconds, things that aren't brightly lit, like people, will just disappear. It's like they're not there. You could visit somewhere that a really busy street at night, but if you, you know, with lots of people wandering around, but if you can get your exposure up to sort of 20 seconds, they will just disappear. They will not appear in those photographs. But if you keep it down to sort of between 3 and 10 seconds, you get these weird ghostly effects as people wander through your photographs. Really atmospheric and something very, very different to our normal daytime photography. So play around with that. Really enjoy the atmosphere. We talked about playing around with exposure by using exposure compensation to dial it down to make sure that the camera underexposes the scene to get your blacks really black. But one of the things you can play around with a bit of fun is your white balance as well. You know, so try setting it to something like fluorescent or tungsten. See what that does to the colours in your photograph. Now, if you want the maximum elbow room to play around with your colours afterwards in post-processing, of course shoot in RAW, because you can adjust the white balance very, very simply, and you won't lose detail. Me, you know me, I use a really old camera. I've got an incredibly old computer, and I shoot everything JPEG now because I want small file sizes, because anything else, it takes my computer too long to process them. So if you want maximum elbow room, shoot RAW, but don't be afraid to shoot JPEG. Another thing that people forget as well that's quite important is if you're doing long exposures with an SLR, whether it be film or digital, what you should do is cover the eyepiece when you're doing a long exposure. Because if you're doing like a 10 or a 20 second exposure, not only do you get the light that comes in through the front of the camera, you also get light that goes in through the eyepiece. And normally this one isn't an issue because we've got our eye up against it, but with a long exposure you'll probably trip the shutter and then stand next to your camera. And so if that light's coming in, that can spoil your exposure in terms of the time that the camera keeps the shutter open, and also you'll get light coming in the wrong places. So lightly cover it up with your thumb, or you may well find, if you've still got the original strap that came with your camera, there'll be this little rubber eyepiece cover that you probably never knew what it was for, and you'll put that over. We've talked about long exposures, and one of the best ways of keeping your photograph sharp during long exposures is to make sure you don't touch the camera during the exposure, and to also use something called mirror lockup on your SLR. So if you go into the custom functions or the settings, you'll find that you'll have mirror lockup, and what that means is when you press the shutter, the camera doesn't open the shutter straight away. It flips the mirror up first, so any shake that was introduced by that will be eliminated, and then it'll open the shutter. To go one step further, use mirror lockup and use a remote, whether it be a wire or an infrared remote, to trigger your camera. If you haven't got one of them, just use shutter delay, and that will work just as well. Now, One of the things can happen when you're out and about in the cold, and especially if you're out and about in cars and you're sort of taking photographs and loading your stuff back into the car, your tripod then moving somewhere else, is you could get condensation on your camera. And what this is where you're out and about in a cold, with your camera is cold, you get into a car where you turn the heaters on and everything's nice and warm, the warm, moist air hits your camera, condenses, and that is water, which we don't want obviously near electronic things or metal things, to be honest. So when you're out and about, put the camera in the bag, in the boot of the car, you know, in the back, where it will probably still, the temperature won't change so much. And remember, when you get home, leave the camera in the bag so it can acclimatize a lot slower than if you just whip it out and put it on top of a hot radiator. You can always take your memory cards out first and pop them in your pocket, so that you don't have to sort of sit around for an hour thinking, need to get my camera out, need to get my camera out, need to look at my photographs, need to look at my photographs. No, take your memory cards out before you get home, leave the camera in your camera bag, and then it will slowly acclimatize rather than having the shock. Now, if you're going to really cold places, you may well want to seal up your camera in an airproof bag before you do all of this. But I think just leave it in your camera bag is good enough. And just remember that when you're out and about at night with your camera, just be aware of your surroundings. I can't really say that enough, in terms of the fact you can't see where you're going, even if you've got a head torch on and stuff. So you physically you could trip over and hurt yourself, but also in terms of people out there, you know, who there's somebody wandering around with £1,000 worth of camera kit on their shoulder, they could suddenly see it. So just be aware of that sort of stuff, and if in doubt, move on to somewhere else. But get out there, enjoy your night photography. You don't have to go very far. You could even just take some pictures in your back garden. I want to have a go at doing some night trails or something like that, and I can set up a tripod, moon shots, all that sort of thing in the back garden. Get out there, enjoy some night photography, and join the Flickr group. You know, it's free. Just go to flickr.com, give them your details, and you can upload 200 photographs. Go to the robnonphoto.com Flickr group, add your photos into the pool and onto the assignment, and be inspired to go out and try something different, something new, or maybe something you haven't tried for a while, like me with the photographs that I've taken. If you head on over to robnonphoto.com over the next couple of days, I'll have the photographs I took in the show notes for this particular show, and maybe that will get you out shooting as well. So there we go, my hints and tips about going out and shooting at night in the winter. If you've got any more, feel free to add them to the Flickr discussion on the robnonphoto.com Flickr group, or add them to the show notes over on robnonphoto.com for this particular podcast. And for now, all that remains is really for me to thank everybody for downloading and listening to the podcast, because without you guys I would be nothing. And hopefully pretty soon I'll see you on Flickr.